772-287-6388. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Straddle the fence so that you can have one foot in on Sunday, and then through the week can be just like the world and not be persecuted. But I got news for you. You very are likely that one that sees the kingdom but haven't entered. Nicodemus came by night. Look what the Lord tells him. Then the same came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." There he establishes something. Except, see, Nicodemus couldn't see it because he went on asking questions. How can I be born again? Do I enter into my mother's womb? You see, church, we are called into a kingdom. Amen. The message that Jesus brought was that of a kingdom. Where a lot of the church has stopped is on the message of you must be born again. We see that one time. Yes, a person has to be born again even to see the kingdom. Amen. The world has been blinded by Satan. Amen. They think our congregating or assembling here is cool, but there's nothing really to it. But they don't see the kingdom. Amen. He told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Amen. You see, coming to church, praise God, but that don't cut it, because you can come to church and still not see the kingdom. Amen. You know, someone that's a drug addict can come into church and feel better when they leave, but they're going to get their drugs. Amen. It doesn't matter. Anybody that comes into the presence of God, if they're demonic, they don't want to stay there. But if they're hurting, they'll sense the presence of God in that place, and they'll find comfort. They may even cry, but they still don't see the kingdom. Could that be you today? I said, could that be you? Let's go down to verse number 5. Chapter 3 of John, verse number 5. Tell somebody, you need to see the kingdom. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And I said, except you be born again, you ain't going to see it. Amen. When you talk about the water, he's not just necessarily talking about being baptized in the water of the word. Amen. See, we're born again of an incorruptible seed. Yes. Are you hearing? We're born again of an incorruptible seed, which is the water of the word. And so you can't enter until you are born again of the word. Not of the will of man, not of a denomination, not of joining a church, not of putting your name on the church roll. Hello? All that might have its place, but that has nothing to do with you entering the kingdom. You might have entered a denomination. Amen. You might have entered an organization, but the kingdom is an organism. It's alive. It's not man's doing. Man has no control over it. As a matter of fact, when a person is born again, they're not born of the will of man, nor of the flesh, nor by blood. They're born again by God himself. That's what makes us sons. I've said this before. Sons of God, you see it a few times in the Word of God. Number one, Adam was a son of God. Why is that? Adam had no parents. He had no male and female to produce him. No sperm, no egg, no, you know, 9 month pregnant. No, Adam was created by God. It was all God's doing. You read angels were created in mass. They didn't have parents. God was the parent. And he created them himself.
There is a move of God coming to the Treasure Coast that you do not want to miss. Apostle Trevor Banks invites you to the 30th anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 27th through the 31st. The heavens will be open and there will be a great outpouring of God's Spirit. God has a reset plan for his church. Don't miss it. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or go to trbanks.com.
So they too are called the sons of God. Then of course we see Jesus. He only borrowed a womb. He didn't have to come that way, but he borrowed a womb so that he would have authority in the earth. Amen. As a man. Amen. But he wasn't born of sperm and egg. He was born of God. Amen. Then we see where the word of God tells us, now are ye the sons of God. Amen. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but when we shall see him, we will be like him. But right, tell somebody right now, I'm a son of God. And that's all encompassing. That's male and female. We are sons of God. Amen. But in order for that to manifest in a person's life, first you have to see the kingdom. Amen. Second, you must enter the kingdom. And without that born again experience, you've not entered. You might see it. You might be suspicious of it or curious about it. But until one is born again, they've not entered the kingdom. Let's look at Luke chapter 18 and verse 17. Luke 18, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Amen. Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God, not a religion, amen, not your mama's denomination, not the church that you was brought up in. Amen. Well, I believe this. Well, that's all right. But does it have anything to do with the kingdom? You see, the kingdom is global. It's not just one locale, one name of man is nailed over the door. It's all encompassing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The kingdom of God. Amen. And so, get that back up for me. Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Wow. What has kept many from entering the kingdom is pride. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
As we go further, you'll find that it's pride that keeps many from inheriting.
Amen.
Which is a whole nother realm and dimension where what you see and what you enter into, you start to manifest. Amen. We are the group that are part of the final reformation and the greater works. But it'll be those who have inherited that will manifest these things. Amen. There were 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. They were all virgins. They had lamps and their lamps were trimmed and burning. But the 5 foolish didn't have enough oil to wait for their master and keep their lamps burning. So they said, listen, give us oil because our lamps are going out. And they said, no, all we have is enough oil for ourselves. So they left their position to go get oil. And as they left, the bridegroom came.
Amen.
When they came back, the door was shut.
Amen.
A question, do you have enough oil? in your life? Is your lamp, first of all, is it burning? And are you continually putting oil in the lamp? Or are you just doing church? See, doing church is not it. It's not going to cut it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our doing stems, again, from our being. There's a lot of things we can do because we have skills. But except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, we wait, but in vain. Except the Lord, except what we do stems from our relationship with God, it's in vain.
Amen.
I challenge you because I know there are millions of people around the globe this morning that are doing church.
Amen.
But they're not kingdom.
All right.
They see the kingdom, but they're not entered into the kingdom and they're not inheriting the kingdom. But I'm going to challenge you here this morning to not just see the kingdom, amen, and not just get a foot in the door of the kingdom, but to inherit everything that the kingdom says it belongs to you, amen, and live it out, hello, amen, and pass it on to your children and to their children. We are heirs. We're heirs together. Did we do Luke 18? 17, Mark chapter 10, verse 15. You gotta, as a little child. Let me just, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Okay? A little child. The precious ones.
Amen.
You know, they can give you that that mean mug. And be, and then a minute, 2 minutes later,
amen.
That they don't hold stuff.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. They don't hold grudges.
Amen.
Not the little ones. And you know, stuff can come and go, but they're so resilient.
Yes.
To bounce back and to be of that joyful spirit. How has life treated you? Where are you right now?
Amen, amen.
Yes. I want to forewarn the saints. This is the day where the love of many is waxing cold.
Amen, amen.
Out in the world, I mean, you know, thank God we're not exposed to a lot of that. God keeps us in our spiritual Goshen, but listen to the news. Look what's happening out in the world and in the darkness, those that don't know God. And even some in the church, because of trials and tests and challenges, are allowing their hearts to grow cold. What? You become suspicious. You know, you become distant. You used to give everybody you saw a hug when you came to church. Now it's like, you know, huh? See, COVID left a scar.
Amen.
Psychologically.
Amen.
But see, if we've inherited kingdom, then we know that every serpent and every scorpion, including disease and infirmity, is under our feet. The problem is only many see it, they hear it, they amen it, but they don't enter it or inherit it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.